You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're going to get back to the Tigers. The Tigers voodoo. We all saw it last night in the 10th inning.
Blood necklaces.
But before we get back to that, so Dan Campbell has to move because fans found out where he lives.
Exactly. He's moving to a more private area. Hopefully they don't. I mean,
I hate that.
The scary thing is, I mean, somebody's going to find out where he lives next, unfortunately, probably wherever he goes,
so
right?
Just showing up and knocking on his door?
That's what it sounds like.
That sucks. Listen, you can love the guy. You can have respect for the guy. I don't care if you hate the guy.
Boundaries.
Leave people alone.
Yeah, boundaries.
When he's a football coach. You want to rip his ass? Do it on the radio. You want to salute him? Do it on the radio. He doesn't need your wife's favorite bundt cake. Doesn't need to happen. That sucks, man.
Yeah, it does. All right.
Kenny, thanks. I blame you.
He said that. I'm like, wow, he's legitimately, it sounds like he loves his house, but fans found out where he lives and he's got to sell it.
Poorly because of the loss.
It's Igor Larionov's
loss. The NFC championship loss. That's reportedly why people found out because of that.
People are idiots sometimes. Okay.
All
There's
right.
Where to go with that.
So,
back to the voodoo.
No, hold on.
The voodoo that you do.
I want to do this. Like, yeah. I do want to add a piece of audio to what we're talking about. Because, look, I don't want to kill the vibes. First of all, it was a big moment that Kenny stopped being... What's wrong?
Normally when people preface it, I don't want to kill the vibes, but I'm about to kill the vibes.
But there was one thing that I got highly annoyed at, and I would caution you. You got to consider the source. I mean, this dude is the CEO of the Kool-Aid factory, so let's just take it easy.
You're not a big fan of the McRib?
Okay, can we just stay focused for a minute? The backdrop to what we're doing is, last night was more voodoo. Royals had a base runner every inning. Doesn't matter. Our strand rate is pristine. Base low to one out. Watch this. One pitch. We're out of that jam. Can't hit for bleep last night. Doesn't matter. Balk, broken bat, single. Game over. The Tigers' voodoo is so strong. I don't want to hear from Fangraphs anymore. Fangraphs telling you, the fan, you got a 20% shot of making the playoffs. They can blow it out their ass. We've come up with the Rico graph. I am telling you that as we sit here today on Wednesday, September 18th, 51% you're getting in the playoffs. And Kenny decided to stop shopping at the cat section of the pet store and join us. And now Kenny's all in. Rico is all in. We agree. It's a coin flip, but I think it's 51% you're doing this. David is the lone holdout. But I wanted to play something for you because respect to the morning show. Interesting audio. They had Jason Benetti on today. And again, let's be careful now. I mean, basically him and Scott Harris are on a tandem bike together. So let's cool out. But Cookies asked the question. So the Coors here, we're going to be spending, right? Take a listen to this and tell me out there in listener land, if you're not going chair drop on the highways and byways when you listen to just hit the button.
I just don't know where you put free agents offensively. You know what I mean? Like, I know there are probably a couple spots you guys are thinking of, but I just think with all the young talent that's here, if you believe even that this isn't sustainable winning, you know, 24 out of 34, and, you know, is it for anybody? But I do think, like, there's a lot of value in understanding that these young guys, the plan is for them to only get better. So I just don't know where you fit in a bunch of free agents.
Yeah, you're right. How would I ever replace Torque with Christian Walker? How would I ever replace Bob Sweeney with Willie Adames? How would I ever dare go make a trade? You're right. You know what? If I had a real owner, Jason, how would I ever fit Juan Soto here if I bribed him with $700 million? How would I ever, Jason? Oh, where would I put them?
Funny thing was, when we talked about it this morning, everybody said a different position. Like, you mean first base? You mean shortstop? You mean third base? You mean catcher? It's like, everybody just threw out positions.
And I love how bringing in one signature free agent all of a sudden upsets the apple cart. Oh, tell your friends. Oh, the young kids are out. I'm sorry. Like, I'm in a good mood. Dude, I just felt my foot going down on the accelerator with every syllable that left his face.
I feel you. It's why yesterday I was not allowing any talk about in the winter meetings. No, I know. Because it was just only going to upset me the way you are right now.
If this run seduces them into not spending, it is just like, we can win the Central next year, get good players, do baseball things. No one's saying do what the Rangers did 2 years ago and spend $500 million. I made a joke about Soto because Cookies actually believes it. I don't think Soto would ever take your money, just like I didn't think Ohtani would take Toronto's. But get in the mix.
Right there.
My Yankees don't have him signed yet. See if the guy likes deep dish pizza.
Right there.
Figure it out.
I remember last year, you laughed at me. I'm like, if I'm the Tigers, I
would Ohtani. Knock down the spirit of Detroit and build the spirit of Soto.
You give it a chance. But it was only going to frustrate me, and it still is, because I don't think they're ready to spend. So we're just going to focus on the Rico draft.
I would just say consider the source. Because that's a company line right there.
No, but see,
company man.
No, but that's why.
Yeah, did you just say you don't want to kill the vibes?
Okay.
Don't kill the vibes.
Okay.
But was the quote from Scott Harris not, once these prospects are developed and playing major league time, then we're going to spend in free agency?
No, it was once the core is here.
Once the core is here, we're going to spend. The core is here. We have Parker Meadows. We have Riley Green. They're here right now. But, you know, we're not going to spend.
You shut your mouth.
Soto.
Shut
I would
mouth.
Like to take this time to say I told everybody so. I
told everybody
that's what was going to happen.
Kenny, a day ago, you were afraid to engage in a playoff chase.
Right. And I said, once they finally get here, we're not going to spend. That's going to be the same thing.
Stop.
That's what I believe.
Do not put that out there.
That's what I believe.
Oh, God, please. I don't want to be a small market team.
Guess where we are? It's not a small market, but we're acting like it.
It's the play-by-play guy. Just relax.
Company line.
That's my point. Let it play out. That was my best, John.
That was really good. I thought that was a drop.
I tried to really get the cadence down. Rico, full reviews.
I don't want to say anything.
No, just don't.
No. That's why I'm just, you get the thumbs up.
Thank you.
I know it's radio, so I gave Mike the thumbs up.
So look, are you just, if you're not, if you don't believe they're going to make it or you're not into the Tiger run, what's it going to take? Because the voodoo is real. Every break goes their way. Every pitcher out of the pen is Dennis Eckersley. Every moment that it feels like it's going to go wrong, it goes oh so right. Like bases loaded, one out, and you're out of it in one pitch. That happens like once a season. This team plays one-run games every day. They win all of them. They play more extra innings than anybody. They seemingly win all of those. They have pitchers who no one knows who these people are. I mean, Bo Brisky looked like Mariano Rivera. So my point is, why try to figure it out? You just go. Playing good for a minute is one thing. But when you have 6 weeks of sustainability, do you realize over 6 weeks, Rico, you could... I said this to you in the first hour, so I apologize. People, I said to Rico, you could do a fantasy draft and build a bullpen. It wouldn't have the numbers the Tiger bullpen has over the last 6 weeks.
No.
So just accept it that it's real. No. The voodoo's here. It's happening. 51%, I think they're getting it.
Yeah, you could be the all-star manager.
Pick Fangraphs says 20%. The Rico graph says 51%. I want to know if you buy it.
I believe my eyes. I believe they catch all the breaks. And they believe in themselves. And that means something. It's not something tangible that can go into statistics. But you see it with your own eyes that this team just knows every night somebody's going to rise up and be the hero. And the thing is, the beauty of it, they don't try to be the hero. They just know that somebody will be the hero. It may be you or one of your teammates, but it's going to get done. I don't see them out there trying to do too much. That's why this is sustainable for right now. Ride the wave. Makes no sense. Doesn't have to make sense. Why? You'll be watching your team play in the playoffs. Because Minnesota, the exact opposite. They don't believe in themselves. As soon as things start getting close, they start gripping. And the next thing you know, they're going to keep losing games. And you're going to keep winning.
David Tickettex, what do you got, brother?
When has Chris Illich ever shown a desire to...
No.
Not today. I played the audio because I wanted to cross-promote the mornings. They deserve it. And I just wanted to voice my displeasure momentarily. We're not going to do this for 4 hours. Do not put that out in the universe, or I'm taking your blood necklace back.
What's your favorite cookie?
Pretty sure that was Jason Benetti challenging his inner Scott Harris. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they don't spin anything.
Like I said, winter. Tandem bike.
Baseball Reference uses the last 100 games, and it has the Tigers at 31%.
51.
Higher than FanGraphs.
51%.
My Lord.
The FanGraphs cannot calculate voodoo or the Twins being clowns. 51.
Tigers are a must-watch for me. Every single at-bat pitch counts. I believe they can get in, and this team is so young and dumb, so why not?
Right. It's the space. You know, Rico and I, I said 10%, you said a little bit more. There's a space in sports where things don't make sense. Yeah. So you just go with it.
They are never going to spin as long as Scott Harris is there.
No. Don't do this today.
Counselor, you opened up the door.
Damn it. He's right.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He had an 11% chance to catch that ball, if you like analytics. But he is in the, 98th percentile of center fielders. So, it's doable. But again, every play, voodoo. Yeah. Let's go to people.
But you see what happens. 11%, he made the catch. This team, FanGraph says 20%. Don't worry, they're making the playoffs.
Blood necklaces, playoff drive. You've heard of rally towels. We get the voodoo necklaces. Little vials of blood with an old English D and a pizza on one side. Let's get after it. No? Okay.
No. I'm
Adam. Okay. 97.1. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good,
hey.
Adam.
Whole day. And I got to say, my explanation for why this is happening might be a little bit easier to swallow for Rico and David. I think some deadbeat dad promised a young Joseph Gordon-Levitt that they can become a family again whenever the Tigers win the pennant. And now we got Christopher Lloyd out there grabbing Meadows to make that catch. You got Angel Gabriel over there giving Casey Mize deep tissue massages. We got angels in the outfield. It's the only explanation.
There it is. Okay. I was trying to piece together movie thing. Right. And when you said Rico, I go, what kids clown Marvel thing
Watch
is this?
Your mouth. We'll talk Tiger spending.
It's the only explanation is angels in the outfield.
Now, I mean, do you believe?
You got Tony Danza out there getting deep tissue massages. And Casey Mize is now throwing 7 miles per hour faster. We don't know why.
So, Adam,
it's got to be the only explanation.
FanGraphs says 20%. The Rico graph says 51%. Which one do you believe?
It's got to be 51%. And I'll go.
His phone's breaking up, Adam. I'm sorry, man. Your phone was a disaster. Let's go. It's like your phone was the Minnesota Twins of cellular devices. Let's go to Joe 97.1. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys,
You know, it's time to treat the Tigers like this great weather we've been having lately. Let's just enjoy it, man. It doesn't happen all the time in September. They're playing meaningful baseball, and moreover, they are the perfect distraction to obsessing about the Lions. Can you imagine if 10 days from now, the Tigers fall a little bit short, the Lions limp home at 1-2,
no,
facing a Seattle team that they haven't beat in a few years, this town is going to be off the chain. They'll be so bummed out.
No.
So let's just enjoy the Tigers this next week and a half. And let the Lions do what they got to do. But I'm going to enjoy the Tigers.
Joe, today, the question is, this. Do you believe what FanGraph says, 20% chance, or the Rico Graph, 51%?
I'm at 47% right now.
He's close.
And if Tarek Skubal does what he should do tonight and lock up the Cy Young Award, which he might have already done anyhow, then I'll bump it up to 49%.
Okay.
But we still got to get through Baltimore.
Okay.
I was about to say, Joe, what can we do to get to that last 4%?
He needs a Skubal win.
Okay.
Need a Skubal win and take 2 out of 3 from Baltimore, then I'm 53.
Oh, there at the Joe graph. Go ahead. David, you were about to hit a button. Hit the button.
Oh, no, I'm just
okay. All right.
The thing.
All yep. right, just making sure. Let's go over to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, guys? First time, long time.
Welcome, hey, Matt. What's going on?
I think I'm with Joe. We're going to have to move the scale up to 53 to the Rico graph.
Okay.
I'm all in on that.
So, do you believe, but like, you've stopped trying to figure it out, right? It's just voodoo.
Yes. No analytics. No more stats. It's all voodoo. Every time I go to the game, I'm going to the Brew Crew, and I'm drinking the voodoo juice, baby, and it's on.
That's it. And Matt, look, ultimately, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to know why. You just go with it. I mean, like, look, NC State making a run or whether it's, you know, George Mason in the Final Four, like, at what point do you stop bothering figuring stuff out and just enjoy it and go, look, it's happening. I don't know. It's wild.
No, I mean, and Mike, one game sample. And Matt, Kenny, close your ears.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, no, it was watching Oakland against Kentucky and Gokey basically closing his eyes and throwing the ball in. And no matter where he shot it, it was going in. It was voodoo that day.
No.
Kenny has a thing with OU basketball, guys. I'm very sorry. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not too much. How you doing?
Hey. Good. What's up?
Good. Hey, I've been forever listening to you. Love you, man. State fan, whatever. But anyways, I think with the Tigers, ever since the trade deadline, they're out here having fun. You know, they started winning games. Even you guys are kind of skeptical. There's no playoff run, nothing, you know. But now all of a sudden, they're just playing baseball, you know.
Yep. I think we talked about it earlier. Like, Mike, when you're watching the game last night, every guy that comes out of that pen, it is competition with the next man up to do your job, pass the baton. And again, their bullpen, I think they've got like a 0.71 whip. It's outrageous. You can't design a bullpen to pitch this well.
No, it's crazy. It's like, and I was just thinking about it just now. It's like they're young and dumb. They haven't been around forever. They don't have bad habits. They're just out playing baseball. If they can just keep doing it, you never know, you know?
No.
They're not scared of Baltimore. They just won some games from them, so who cares?
Mike, I said that in the most sincere way. That, yeah, this team is just young and dumb and don't realize they're supposed to be that way. They're not supposed to be this good. When the All-Star, after you made your trades, you know, the Tigers pretty much said, hey, we're going to move Skubal's pitching starts back. They kind of said, we're throwing in the towel for the rest of the season, except for these guys were like, well, how about we just start winning? And they started winning.
Yeah, I think you could have, you know, manager, he could be surprised by it, too. I mean, like you said, throwing the towel, who cares? But all of a sudden, wait, we're winning games? Huh? Maybe we just roll with it, you know?
And again, there is something in sports, and I don't care if it's hockey, football, whatever. You could be a hockey team, and one night or one playoff series, the other team rings up 7 off the post. And you go, we keep getting away with it, and we're you know, stealing these games. That's the Tigers right now.
Yep.
They're getting every break. Now, part of it is their own quality, their own play. But when I say voodoo, there are things in baseball that just don't routinely happen. and they continually are happening with this team. So, yeah, like, you just go with it that they're going to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, Recometer, 15%.
Yeah.
51%.
50. I was about to say 51. Yeah, you look at the ninth inning, they get out before Bobby Witt could actually come up to bat. And then in the 10th inning, man on second, nothing happens after you had your voodoo and you scored two runs. It's like
you had a balk into a broken bat, into a flare, into a liner that Bobby Witt can't handle. And that's your win. I mean, after they couldn't advance the guy to third, which is a critical in the new wave of extra inning games, yeah, they get gifted the man to third as if the guy had done his job, and then explosion bat. Bloop-a-doop. I mean, it's one of those deals. You just roll with it. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
But 51%, that's where I'm at, because I think this team, they're going to make it in because they really don't know any better. They're going to keep playing this baseball. David, they have no pressure. None. If this all falls apart, oh well. But they believe in themselves. See, and that's something you can't quantify, but I am. That's why I think they're going to get this done.
Yeah, and here's what I can quantify. Because there's no game 163, I cannot believe. I'm sorry, I just can't.
Okay. You'll be there.
Tomorrow. Rico, tell them about it.
David, we're going to leave the doors of the church open for you tomorrow. You'll be there.
We're going to get to some college football in the 4 o'clock. We'll wrap up these Tiger calls now. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? We do have to talk about the Michigan quarterback situation. Do have some MSU stuff to bring up as well. But yeah, the Tigers, it's appropriate. Like, we're not losing sight of the Lions, clearly, but this is a good break for many Lions fans. I think Lions fans are getting way too concerned, yeah, way too freaked out. Just calm down. You could be the Ravens.
And here's the thing. This is what we've been asking for a decade, for the Tigers to be relevant going into the final week of the season. And yeah, they are. It's a wonderful ride. I believe in the ride. I'm all in. It's voodoo. It's magic. Whatever it is, they got the hot hand right now. I can't explain it. But you know what? I don't need to enjoy this.
Right, and that's why I don't want to talk about next year, because it just makes me sad.
We're not.
They're definitely going to spend this offseason, right, guys?
Yes. There it is, Kenny. I mean, after all, wherever would you put a free agent in this lineup?
You know what?
Walleye,
let's move on.
That audio was disgraceful. All right, let's
go full walleye here to the callers.
Go to Jake, 97.1. Hi, Jake.
Mike, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother?
I'm going to keep it real simple with you. The fan graph, wrong. The Rico graph, wrong. The Jake graph, 99%. And I'm only saying 99 as a hedge.
Okay.
I mean, if you saw the way that team played yesterday and then celebrated on the field, jumping around, hugging each other, you got to believe this team may never lose a baseball game again.
Oh, the voodoo won't allow it. I'm telling you, if they take the field in blood necklaces tonight, mortal lock.
There is in a dark warehouse somewhere in Detroit, there's a Little Caesars mascot hanging upside down who gave his life for this team. I'm telling you, there's something.
They took the guy in a toga.
Pizza guy.
I'll take it.
What is the name of the Little Caesars mascot? And they drained him of his blood and they made necklaces out of it.
I mean, can you think of another explanation?
No, no, Jake. In fact, I don't want to. I'm going with yours. It's perfect.
Exactly.
Dark warehouse. It's almost like, what is it in Goodfellas? They open the freezer truck and the guy is just, it's like the Little Caesars mascot, dead and frozen.
That's right. All right, Mike. Well, I'm locked out of my own house right now. I'm trying to break in. I gotta go.
Jake. Hey, all right, be careful.
Tigers, don't go get arrested. Lions. We're going to the World Series. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to the moon. Jake out.
Jake, whatever you do, please don't go breaking windows and getting the cops called on you. It's going to be a very scary situation. Don't do that.
Caesar.
That's his name?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Turned them upside down. Nah, drained them. Yeah. And they made the blood necklaces from the Little Caesars mascot.
They're eating the pets.
It's all voodoo. You just go with it. Let's go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Two things to say about the Tigers.
Yes, sir.
One, I think it's a a drug even more potent than voodoo, it's belief. You got a bunch of young guys who performed at every previous level who know nothing better than to believe in themselves, and that thing is contagious. That's what has Brisky throwing 100 miles per hour out of the pen. It spreads. Now, on my probability, I've got a sinking feeling we're getting set up for heartbreak. I'm going to say something crazy. The one time of the year I don't want to play the White Sox is the last three games of the season when they have a chance to go down in the record books as the worst team. They're going to be playing their dang balls off. That's the one time.
It's going to go one of two ways. They will either lay down like the rat-infested dogs that they are, or they're going to want to open a spite store. They're just going to want to fight tooth and nail like they haven't fought all year. Scott, they've been so bad, there has to be a level of quit. You can't design a baseball team that's that bad. You can't.
Mike, I think they hit quit like a month ago.
In April.
Yeah.
But yes, Scott, I am with you. I would actually rather play a semi-functional team because of that potential Transformers routine.
See, I wouldn't.
Tigers were the White Sox in 03, and they rallied to avoid. Now, the Sox can't avoid anything.
They're right, but I forgot who the Tigers were playing, and they handed them the games. They did everything to make sure the Tigers did not go into the record book.
Maybe that's what Minnesota's doing because of what they did to us in 09.
Yeah,
maybe this is the give back.
I think that when you play this White Sox team, the fight is gone.
Let me ask you a question.
They're on the phone making reservations.
Kenny, would you take making the playoffs and winning a playoff series with the Tigers now if the Wings miss the playoffs the next 2 years?
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
No trade.
Okay.
No deal.
Just had to ask.
You knew that was going to happen.
No, but I mean, the whole point is the Wings may not make the playoffs the next 2 years anyways. Why not just take the fun?
But Steve,
they won't.
Steve is his first love, so, you know.
They're doing what Scott Harris is going to do this next offseason, and that'd be nothing.
Okay, stop.
Okay,
stop.
I'm going to say this one more time. Like the morning show, walleye, we're not talking
stop.
About this.
Do not let that audio from Benetti, that company man, do not allow that to ruin your joy.
I've been saying this for months now. This isn't the Benetti stuff. This is me, what I've been thinking for a while now.
So tonight, I want Oral
Roberts.
David, you got any ticket texts?
What the hell with David? I'm going to Scott, okay. 97.1. Scott, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So I don't believe in the BOGO either, Mike. So I'm not expecting it to happen tonight, but here's my reason for being 51%, maybe even a little bit more. If we win tonight, and let's just say that Minnesota somehow pulls off another game against Cleveland, and we're a game and a half back of Minnesota, we win tonight, we're two back of Kansas City. Now, I don't know what the season series is. I was just about to look it up, but you got two teams.
Okay. You know what? Fine. I just don't view Kansas City, although they have cooled, they are not a clown car like Minnesota. But if you know what, Scott, with the voodoo being what it is, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, not even that. Look at their schedule. I mean, if you look at Kansas City's schedule down the road, down the line here, right, they got to play the Giants, and they got to play the Braves. I mean, they play the Nationals, but it's two legitimate teams.
Scott, I just look at it as voodoo. You know what? I just want a spot. I don't care whose spot you take.
Maybe
we just want a spot.
Maybe you take the division while you're at it. That would.
I mean, no, I'm just saying. There's
at this point,
there's two. You got two shots at it. I'm just saying that it's a lot easier than expecting Minnesota to just continue to falter. If they, for some reason, get on their feet, you got another shot there. That's
But Scotty, all I want to say is this: it's just important. If you believe that the Tigers will continue to play the way they've played, then you have to believe that the Twins will too. Meaning, once you stink and fall down the stairs like the Twins, sometimes it's hard to get up. They do not look like a team that has any vibe right now. And they damn near blew last night's game. They're up 4-1 and you bring in one of the best closers in baseball, who, in fairness, has not been great the last six appearances. They damn near blew it. The bases loaded one out last night. But unlike the Tigers, it took them multiple pitches to escape. Uh-huh. Tigers, it'd be one pitch, get me out of here. Any cookies in the clubhouse? I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Almost like he's on the cell phone. Hold on 1 second, let me throw this pitch.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, I'm back.
All right, so what were you saying? I mean, it's unbelievable. It truly is.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.